Chapter 47, A Conspiracy Unmasked. A final curiosity of autism would make its appearance in the 1990s. If one were to scan the medical literature from the initial observations of Connor and Asperger in the early 1940s until the 1990s, there are nearly no mentions of intestinal issues. Connor mentioned children with an eating disorder, indicating they couldn't eat food easily, a condition likely due to dysfunction amongst the cranial nerves that enabled swallowing. Other children would flat out refuse even to attempt to eat, possibly averse to the tastes and textures their sensory issues amplified. Sometimes a child would suffer from constipation, a symptom easily connected to their unwillingness to drink anything or the non-food objects they were determined to consume. Nevertheless, the documentation of intestinal illness, diarrhea, stomach pains, and trouble digesting food, is strangely absent. For an illness that is currently associated with at least a 400% higher chance of gut disorders, it is strange this facet of autism was never mentioned. Candid descriptions of abnormal toilet and sexual behaviors leave little to the imagination, and as such, it would appear scientists were not above speaking about such things. Given that, it is unusual that what so many parents now associate with their children's autism seems to be completely missing from the early history of the disorder. As the measles vaccine was combined with mumps and rubella components and the shot gained widespread adoption, the simultaneous appearance of gut issues and autism began to surface. By the late 1990s, the association had become so significant, a team of 13 doctors from the Royal Free Hospital in London felt compelled to explore it. A dozen parents had approached the hospital with children who had simultaneously developed what was called regressive developmental disorder and chronic enterocolitis. With this association alone, the doctors might have been able to study the connection between autism and gut issues in relative peace. However, most of the parents mentioned another component to their story. Their children had developed both issues after receiving an MMR vaccine. With the addition of this seemingly trivial observation, a routine scientific report would become an unwitting player in an epic war of public trust, known throughout the world simply as the Lancet paper. Within the study, neurological, developmental, and gastrointestinal assessments were performed. Biopsies were taken from the children's intestines and examined for evidence of inflammation. The study confirmed the association between the neurological disorder and signs of chronic inflammation within their intestines. Despite declarations to the contrary, the paper did not assert that vaccines played a part in the children's conditions. In fact, it stated, quote, "We did not prove an association between measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine and the syndrome described," end quote. This candid admission was far from enough penance for the medical community to accept, as just a few months before the Lancet study was released, another paper had been published in Pediatrics, the official journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and its conclusions were far more damning. The American study looked at 48 children who had either died or developed mental regressions and retardation, chronic seizures, motor and sensory deficits, and movement disorders within 15 days of receiving their shots. Its interpretation left little to the imagination, saying the clustering of death and neurological disorders, quote, "suggests that a causal relationship between measles vaccine and encephalopathy may exist as a rare complication of measles immunization," end quote. The American paper received little media attention, but in England, with public confidence in the MMR vaccine flagging, the Lancet paper began to be noticed. As a result, all-out war was launched against the British study and its authors in an attempt to restore the public's trust in the MMR shot. In what was the longest-running, most expensive inquiry ever undertaken by the General Medical Council of England, the lead gastroenterologist on the paper, Andrew Wakefield, lost his license to practice medicine. Not for fraud, as is often reported, but for the heinous offense of taking blood samples in an unapproved manner. Blood samples for the control group of children, the ones unaffected by gut issues or autism. After the lead author was stripped of his medical license, the study was retracted and withdrawn from The Lancet, the prestigious medical journal where it had originally appeared. Media outlets hailed the victory, trumpeting claims that a doctor willingly committed fraud to perpetuate a hoax that MMR caused autism. An outlandish sequence of untruths, given the study's authors reached and stated the opposite conclusion. No one felt compelled to mention the fact that, as the lead author, Wakefield played no part in the evaluation of the data. He merely presented the pathological results of other scientists, findings which suggested autism and intestinal issues, not the vaccine, were linked. In a final note of irony, the General Medical Council of England never levied a charge of fraud against any of the paper's authors, a fact conspicuously absent from the media's portrayal of events. Since the Lancet paper was retracted, the association between autism and gastrointestinal disorders has been confirmed so many times the connection is rarely contested anymore. As the lore of the retracted paper is repeated ad nauseum amongst those who have never bothered to read it, science has moved on and affirmed what the parents of the 12 children and the 13 doctors who saw them suspected. For some reason, children with autism were experiencing crippling pain from out-of-control gut inflammation, a strange phenomenon to be associated with a neurological disorder.